Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we begin our series on the 30 most important things we need to know about the Catholic faith. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. From the time he was a little boy, a friend of mine wanted to play professional football. In the early 1990s, he made the preseason team for the Kansas City Chiefs as a kicker. Arrowhead Stadium was jam-packed. He lined up for the opening kickoff, stadium full, crowd going crazy. The ref blew the whistle to signal the start, and my friend just stood there. The ref signaled again and again. He just stood there. He finally shook himself and ran up and kicked the ball, and the game started. But afterward, everyone wanted to know what happened. Was he so awestruck that he was paralyzed? And it was just the opposite. He looked at the crowd, and he realized he had achieved his ultimate desire, and he said to himself, "Is this it? There has to be more to life than this." Now, we all climb similar peaks, only to find the view unsatisfying. We make something in this world our goal. Then we achieve it, and it doesn't satisfy as we thought, and it never will, because we were made to possess God, who is infinite, perfect, and everlasting love, goodness, truth, and beauty. We have a built-in desire for Him that no earthly thing can fulfill, and that desire should cause us to long for Him, and to go in search for Him. Yet we can never reach God by our effort alone. He's infinitely beyond us. And God knows this. So instead of our having to climb the impossible mountain, God does something, well, completely surprising. He comes down to us. In Jesus, God came down to our level so that we can know Him and enter into such a profound relationship with Him that His life, His divine life, penetrates and transforms our soul, raising us up to His level. For He said, "I call you friends because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father." In Jesus, God comes down and fully reveals Himself to us. And that self-disclosure is what we call divine revelation. Through Jesus, God shows us his heart, and he invites each of us into a real, life-changing friendship with him, offering the fulfillment to the longing we all carry inside of us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, Jesus came to reveal God and to give God to us. But when Jesus ascended back to heaven, now what do we do? Now how do we reach him? Well, Jesus set up a way for all people, for all of time, to reach him. And that way is through Peter and the apostles. When Jesus ascended, the bridge between God and us did not vanish. He placed it in apostolic hands. He gave the 12 his own teaching authority and saving power, commanding them, "Go and make disciples, baptize them, and teach them." Through Peter and the other apostles, Christ still teaches saving truth and pours his divine life into us through the sacraments. Now, Peter, the first pope, shows the pattern. First, they taught. On Pentecost, he proclaimed, "Repent and be baptized." And at the Council of Jerusalem, he affirmed that we are saved by union with Jesus, not through the Mosaic law. And these spirit-guided decisions form sacred tradition. Second, they wrote. Peter's memoirs became Mark's Gospel. Luke penned another beside Paul. Matthew, John, Peter, Paul, James, and Jude added letters, and these Spirit-inspired writings, together with the Old Testament, form sacred scripture. Jesus remains the one teacher and wellspring of divine life. He speaks and acts through the magisterium, the successors of Peter and the apostles, the Pope and bishops who safeguard and interpret scripture and tradition, and through the church's liturgy and the sacraments, Jesus pours his very life into our souls. So even though the Lord has ascended, he has not left us on our own. His voice resounds in his word, and his sacred heart still floods the world with life-giving water. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. There are three elements every Catholic should know if they want to understand how we can have a reliable access to the full revelation of Jesus Christ. I mean, basically, how do we know with certainty what Jesus wanted to teach us? Well, first of all, there is the magisterium. This is the Pope and the bishops in union with him in their capacity as the official teachers of the faith. The first pope was Peter, and the first company of bishops were the apostles. But of course, their successors are the pope and the bishops of today. And this is the organization that Christ put in charge of reliably spreading his full truth throughout the ends of the earth until the end of time. And the magisterium, this teaching organization instituted by Christ, has given us two points of access to God's truth, sacred tradition and sacred scripture. And that is the twofold stream that flows to us from Christ and by which we can receive His divine truth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The Magisterium is the Church's official teaching body. It began with St. Peter, the first pope, and the apostles, the first bishops. And today it consists of the pope together with all the bishops. As the official teaching organization, they provide two modes of access to God's truth. Two ways. First of all, the Magisterium has given us its official teachings down through the ages. Peter gave an official homily at Pentecost, and the Council of Jerusalem gave official declarations at the conclusion of its meeting. So too, today, the Pope gives encyclicals and apostolic bulls, and councils like Vatican II give us the official declarations in the form of dogmatic constitutions. These official teachings of the Pope and the bishops in union with him are called sacred tradition. It's the fullness of our faith handed down over the centuries. There's a book called the Denzinger, which is a kind of compendium of tradition. But secondly, the Magisterium has given us the Bible. Apostles like Peter wrote and supervised the books of the New Testament. And then in the 4th century, the books of the Old Testament and the New Testament were collected by the Magisterium into a single volume that we call today the Bible. These are the three elements of divine revelation, the three elements God has used to give us the full truth that Jesus came to reveal. First, the magisterium, the Pope and bishops in union with him. That's the official teaching organization. And they give us sacred tradition and sacred scripture. And if you'd like to have just a simple summary, the best synthesis of scripture and tradition together in one book, well, you have it in the Catechism. And through this structure of the magisterium, scripture and tradition, we can know everything with certainty that we need to know about God and his way of life for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Jesus isn't just another historical figure. He's the one bridge between God and humanity, which means it's not enough to have a more or less accurate historical portrait of Jesus. We absolutely need to have a reliable connection to him, a way of being sure that we're getting not just a secondhand report, but the full truth about Jesus and about everything he wants us to know, as well as access to that river of living water, the river of grace and divine life that comes through the sacraments. And of course, Christ knew we needed that, so he ensured that we would have a way that gave us full and reliable access to him. And that way is the church, with the leaders bearing his authority, the magisterium. And he empowered them to give us infallible teachings through sacred tradition. And he used them to compile an inspired book, Sacred Scripture, and he gave them holy orders so that they could make his body and blood present to us and give us the spiritual nourishment we need. And so we can know Christ, we can know God's truth, and we can receive his divine life in their fullness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, we have a lot to be thankful for. This Rosary podcast now reaches more than 300,000 people worldwide, and we have 10,000 committed members who offer their work, joys, and sufferings for the conversion of all our loved ones. But with so many hearts to serve, our team must grow. And after 20 years of really working to bring an end to spiritual poverty, we're looking for a mission-driven Chief Operations Officer, an integrator, to turn our vision into greater daily service and really sustainable growth. So if you excel at bringing order so grace can abound, click the link below. Or if you know someone who might be a good fit for this position, share this with them. Well, Teresa, I'm actually really excited because we're just starting this series, and the series comes from a conversation I had with Dr. John Mark Miravalli, who I think is the best theologian in the country, one of the best in the world. And we were talking about What are the most important things our kids need to know before they leave the house? It's another word, way of saying...
I know you mean leave the house at 18, move out, but I'm imagining your five-year-old heading out to play and you're like, okay, buddy, I just need you to sit down. We're just going to discuss 30 theological topics and then you can go play.
Exactly, exactly. But what are the most important things that we need to know as Catholics? And that's what we're beginning through the month of July. So it's really a great time to invite somebody to pray with you, your spouse, your kids, an elderly parent, a friend, to pray this podcast series with you, and then to have conversation just like you and I do, because that's where we really process the faith.
And I think we're going to need a lot of processing here.
Yeah. It was so much fun. So are the people praying with us, some do, most don't know that I turned our garage into a gym. And 3 days a week, my sons come over and we lift weights together. And so most of the time, a couple of their friends join us. Mm-hmm. And we had the most fantastic conversation yesterday about what constitutes the infallible teachings of the church.
Well, now I'm upset I missed that.
And that's...
I always try and loiter and just pick up on your conversations, but you're telling me I missed the best one? Well, I walk out when you guys are, like, discussing the best protein powder, and then I leave. And then sometimes it's always when I'm in a rush and I have to leave that I walk away and I hear you discussing something like that. That's fantastic.
Well, but this is... But for most people, it would be really hard for them to launch into a conversation like that. But here, with this series, they're going to get, just like we just had, a podcast mm-hmm. and a written transcript mm-hmm. that gives you the content that you can then talk about.
And I will also say, I've realized this recently, that I think people come into those conversations with the idea that they have to fully understand the topic and they have to already know what they think about it before they enter the conversation. The whole point of the conversation is to come into it stupid and leave just a little bit wiser.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you don't even get to the heart of it, it is just good to discuss these things out loud, even to better understand our shortcomings and what we don't yet understand about it.
Yeah.
I think people get confused when they see Xavier and I talking because sometimes they think that we're really angry at each other because we'll just be very rigorously debating something just to figure out what we believe about it.
Yeah.
And usually by the end of it, we're like, oh, I totally agree with you. Or I don't actually have an opinion here at all. I was just trying to figure out this topic. So it's good to come into it knowing that you don't have to be a professor. You don't have to have a doctorate in it. This is how we learn.
Exactly. And I really encourage people, print out the transcripts or pull them up on your phone and follow the transcript. But I always love having the hard copy because I write all over mm-hmm. it.
I'm also a very visual learner and I like to hear it and see it. If I listen to an audiobook, I will listen to an audiobook with the book in front of me so that I can listen, read, and annotate.
Exactly, exactly.
I need some extra help.
So I'm really encouraging people over this month of July and into August to invite somebody to do this series with you so that you can talk about the faith. And again, you don't have to know anything to start. This is the way to enter in.
And you might still not know much by the end. You can always re-listen to it. But the point is, even when meditations are difficult and you can't grasp all of it, just take what you can.
We learn
little by little.
Wait, what do you mean they might not know much by the end? What are you saying about...
I'm just saying... Sometimes people might listen to a complicated topic and think, I just didn't get it. I'm not going to listen any further.
Fair enough.
But I think the best books I've read are ones where I had to reread it multiple times to fully understand the context and grasp all of it.
Well,
this is not a judgment on your teaching, but every student's going to be different.
Well, we will do our best to try to keep it very clear. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.